What can be something like that? Would have been, been having a huge gap on most of my episodes. But then again, it's for the best. It's absolutely for the best. And I have somebody on the show today, which is kind of unique. Because every now and then, what happens is I stumble across some great music, or maybe great something different, something unique. And this guy has something that I've been looking for a very long time. It has that fresh feel when it comes to his music. Who am I talking about? I am talking about Zamir. Zamir, my man. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I know.
Nav.
Yes. You know, Zamir and I have
been... how to pronounce your name?
Nav.
Oh, sorry.
Nav. Gaia. Fine. A bit of Gaia here and there. You know, Zamir and I were having some issues on the audio part of it because there's some echo or some issues going on his side. So if it sounds a little weird, please do excuse us. We'll try our level best to make it sound as perfect as possible. But let's get back to Zamir. Zamir, you are a guy who's keeping it low profile. But then again, when it comes to your music, I was blown away, man. I kind of love that stuff that you have produced. It's available on Spotify and some of the tracks are on YouTube too. I just need to know, where are you from? Who are you? And what got you into this music business, man?
Thank you, Nath. Actually, I've been doing music for the past 8 years. And... most of the time, I like to do film scoring.
Okay.
Right. But then there is a few other artists that I have produced. One of it is Aisha. She was 17 years old when I produced her first album. And so that's when I started to produce for other artists. So before that, I was focusing more on instrumental music and also film scoring.
Okay.
So now after I produce a song and the whole album, actually... And the feedback I got from her was, I was a good producer. I mean, according to her,
it was good, man. I checked out your tracks, especially the girl in violet clothes, Oceans, Raw, Tangerine. You know, the kind of stuff that it's on a global playing level.
Thank you, so much.
I kind of like the whole thing.
So,
because, you're saying.
So the first album was only 7 songs, and she wanted something completely old school. So there was a song with more of a jazz feel, and then there's flamenco, and orchestral, and Arabic. Yeah, there's one in Arabic. So I wanted to just show that what I'm capable of when I'm producing songs. So that first album was the first step for me to... kind of show off my skills.
Yeah, it was a pretty good album, actually, because like you said earlier, your music forte, when I listen to you, some of your singles, like you mentioned earlier, it's orchestral, you have the Middle East, you have the R&B, you have the jazz, and a couple of other things too. And I also see that you have a lot of that Indian music influence, Indian cinema world influence in your music at the very same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'm an Indian, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
So I've been listening to a lot of Indian music since young. But what I want to do is I want to kind of bridge the gap between the Indian melody, because Indian melody comes naturally to me. And then I want to do the Western kind of production arrangement and any accompaniment. So, I'm not the first one to do that. I mean, there are a lot of other composers and producers that have done that. But I want to, when I listen to a song, I like to rearrange the song in my mind. So whenever I listen to any, like even Dr. Dre song, I will rearrange it and produce it in a different way in my mind. So now what I'm doing is, whenever I have a song I'm producing for other artists or even my own song, I just want to put my flavor to it.
Which you
things
did.
That I want to hear.
It's nice. The flavor that you have. Because as I mentioned earlier in the conversation, because I always look for stuff that is a little different from the conventional music that's been produced out there. Because everybody has the same vibe going on a frequent basis. And then once in a while, I come across someone like you and the stuff that you produce, which is nice. And you also play something, you do something tricky with your music, especially one of it is like Decimola. Wasn't that the Despacito in the Malayalam version, is it?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, because I was listening to it, it's like, hey, I know this language, man. I'm quite familiar with this language. So I was like, okay, but the music, then I figured out the whole thing. It was kind of a nice twist to that. And at the very same time, you also had some scores, which is tracks that's available on Spotify, which are shared on the webpage, which is less than 2 minutes long. And I believe that you've also produced a lot of tracks for some indie movies. Am I right?
That's correct, yes.
And how was the response for that?
So far, it's good. It's good. So there's one, it's not a short film. It's about 60 minutes, the length of the film.
Okay.
And I scored the background score for that film, and I get a really good feedback, and people love the way I did the arrangement and the scoring for that film, basically. I wouldn't call it short film, but the film was released on YouTube. It's not released on any theater. Okay. It's not a cinema release.
Okay, maybe you can share the link. I'll try to put that on the website also for that particular movie. But at the very same time, I've also noticed another thing about you is that you kind of keep it low profile on your whole image of Zamir thing. You have some good stuff with you, but when it comes to like social media or your digital footprint, it's kind of like very difficult to get a hold of you. Any idea why is that? Is it on purpose, or maybe you're not really focusing on that angle of marketing of it?
It's not really, I didn't mean to be low profile. Definitely, I want to be known as one of the good music producers out there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm very bad at marketing myself.
One of the problems that a lot of people
have. These are the things that I need to learn, actually.
I see, yes. Because you've been doing it independently, right?
That's right.
So has there anyone been guiding you on what to do next? On how to do it? Or is it like something you're trying to venture into?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, man.
Not at the moment. But I have a few projects that I'm working on right now. One of it is a zombie short film, Mission Mate. Yes, and then a few other films that I'm working on. So that one of the reasons I'm also low profile is because I'm busy with these projects and I cannot, make content for social media. So that's one of the things that kind of stopping me from uploading more contents on social media.
Hey, but I follow you on Facebook. You do share a lot of stuff, other than your stuff.
Like Andrew Tate?
that and a couple of other stuff too. But it is kind of nice to know that. And at the very same time, I'm also curious that people that you work with, because some of your tracks... I'll be very honest with you. I'll be very straightforward with you. Some of your tracks could use some great, some vocalists that could take the take the track to the next level, because you got some good sounds going on before that on your music. And working with the right vocalists could take things to the next level. So do you have any plans of getting somebody on board? Like what you worked with Aisha, producing her album or her tracks was brilliant. So I was wondering whether you have any consideration or plans of getting others on board to maybe sing on your track or do some collab or something like that?
Yes, I definitely want to collab with a lot of other artists. And currently I'm working with one of an amazing vocalist that I've ever heard of. She's Malaysian, but she was also kind of not known. But she went to Spain, US, and performed, recorded with a lot of composers from other parts of the world. And now she's back to Malaysia, and I'm working on one of the song with her, actually.
Nice. I'm looking forward to listen to that. And when is that coming out, roughly?
Most probably in June.
Okay, that's not...
But it's a Tamil song.
That's not very far away. That's quite interesting. Tamil songs. How many Tamil songs have you produced so far? I mean, apart from the soundtrack, your singles-wise?
I have about four songs for now.
Okay, you got to check it. Desimola is one of it,
Not much. Yes.
Okay, good. Desimola is one track. It's kind of catchy. It's kind of stuck in my head. I was just listening to it just before we did the recording right now. And the thing is pretty hooked up, man. But also at the very same time, have you ever considered using artists or rather singers that was not absolutely not known at all? Because sometimes when you go and check out shows, or maybe you just go on YouTube or TikTok or any of those platforms, you kind of discover some of the artists who are some of the singers who do covers, but they're not really an established singer. So have you ever tried picking them and trying to put on your track?
Yes, I have. I've done that a few years ago. However, they want to, I mean, the artists that I approach, they want to sound like their favorite singers.
Oh.
Like, so they may, let's say they have an idol, right? So they want to sound like them. They want a song to...
Okay.
They want the song to sound exactly as their idol.
Oh, that's
and
no point.
For me, I'm not really into that. I like to be more original when I produce a song. So I don't like people say, hey, can you produce a song like Timbaland? Because I like Timbaland.
It defeats the purpose, isn't it, of being a producer. It's like you have a piece of art and then they ask you to do a photocopy of something else.
Yeah,
that's not right. Because I kind of love the whole idea of your music. Like I said earlier, I was listening to the whole thing and I said, okay, if you just could find somebody else with great vocals to slap on your track, it would have been awesome, man. Somebody's like, because someone's not so known, people are not familiar with that voice, and all of a sudden you hear on your track, it would be a bomb, man. It would be a real bomb. Like what I heard on Aisha's single. So I was like, oh, man, this is some good stuff. Sadly enough, there's not enough airplay for those tracks, and I hope they have more plays on whichever platform you can think of. So I think it's about time for you to hire a social media manager, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, get a manager. Get them to do all this dirty job for you.
Definitely. There's a few more songs that Aisha hasn't released yet. So I'm still looking forward for those songs to be released. Because that song's going to... It's going to sound completely different from what you have heard so far.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got to have a chat with Aisha also at the same time.
Definitely.
Maybe one is this. Or have a chat with it. It's sort of fun. Because I just love the tracks, man. Seriously, I mean, I sound like an excited kid right now on this particular podcast. But for those who haven't listened to it yet, like I'm going to share it on the website. You click, you listen, and you be the judge for yourself. Because it's different. It has a different feel. Because every single time you listen to the whatever, like whether it's YouTube or Spotify or whatever you see on social media, it always has that same sound. You know, it's predictable. But what I heard from your sound, it had a twist. It had something different. Not to say it's completely different, but it's a fresh feel. That's what I can say.
Thank you. That's what I'm also looking forward to be, like, to known as.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zamir, who has done a different sound from most of the, how do I say this?
The commercial side of
the,
it.
The commercial, yeah, commercial artist.
Yeah, it's nice. I kind of like the whole feel because it's how, what's the best word for it? It's not to say obscure, but you know, it's okay. There's a long story. By the time I find the word, I think half the program would have been finished, man. But anyway, all right. And speaking of it, do you perform? Do you do live shows with your music?
I have performed before in Astro.
Okay.
But that was with one of the major band in Tamil industry with the composer Jay. I'm not sure whether you've heard of him.
Okay, Jay, yeah.
Yeah, Jay. So Odyssey band. So I perform along with him. And then a few other performance, like for private events.
Okay, so is it like with the other bands or you yourself as an artist solo performance?
Oh, so far I've only performed with the band.
Okay. Mm. Okay, so solo not yet.
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to performing soon this year. I mean, that's one of my goals for this year.
Good, man. I'm looking forward for that too because I was just trying to visualize the whole thing. Because your music, it's one of the best ways to experience it is with a good pair of good headphones. All completely silent, good stereos. It's like it has the chill vibe. You know, you're relaxed, but you have the chill house kind of music going on. House jazz kind of feel. Is that how you describe your music?
Yeah, unpredictable.
Unpredictable, that's the word for it. But in terms of genre-wise, how would you categorize your music? Apart from having that Middle Eastern R&B hip-hop kind of thing, there should be like one standard genre, right, for that the sound that you have produced?
I think it will go... It's actually a fine line between R&B and pop and indie.
Okay.
I think.
That's nice.
I'm not really sure as well.
All right, let's talk about your latest single, which was released recently. It is called Show You the World. That's your latest release, right?
Yep.
And tell me, what's that all about?
It's about a guy who wants to show a really beautiful world.
Okay.
To his girl.
Did he write this for your girlfriend or something?
For a girl, but she's not my girlfriend.
Okay. Make sure it's not somebody else's girlfriend, huh?
Yeah. I'll make sure of that. Yeah.
And
so I wanted to do a bit of R&B in that song, and then give a bridge of a bit like the string quartet in the middle.
Okay.
Just to break and bring the audience to, sorry, the listeners to somewhere else before I bring them back to the song.
Okay. And the stuff that you produce, right, all these songs, it's all 100% by you, right? Do you do all the mixing, the producing, the mastering and vocals, everything is what, your home base studio, or do you have a special place that you go to do all this work? Or do you work with anybody else?
No, unfortunately. Actually, I've worked with other engineers before.
Okay.
And they are very good at it. But then when I listen to the song back, there's a few things that I don't really like about the mixing and the mastering.
Okay.
So that is one of the reasons why I like to do my own mix and mastering.
I could imagine that, because like we mentioned earlier, it's a bit different from the conventional sound. So maybe most of the engineers don't get that feel that you're talking about, or what they don't feel what you feel in your music.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because most engineers, it's they're always bound to this four categories of music, which is one, you have the dance music, it's either the pop or maybe these R&Bs, or I don't know, another one more category is jazz or rock. They fall under either one of this umbrella, because for you, it's a kind of a mix of everything into one track. So it is difficult for the engineers if they don't really see what you see or hear what you hear or have the same vision as you do, right?
Yeah, that's best way to explain it.
Okay, but would that jeopardize the quality or rather the sound of your music? Because sometimes when you do it, if you're not an engineer and you do your mixing and mastering by yourself, it sometimes doesn't hit the spot when you release the music. So do you think that has an issue for your side, for you?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it does. Because I'm used to the sound of the song when I was producing, recording, and mixing. So when I mix it, I know in psychology they call this cognitive bias.
Mm-hmm.
So where you feel like, okay, the song is already good, so there's nothing else you need to change with the tracks. So sometimes my judgment may not be correct. So after I release the song, maybe 6 months later when I listen to the song, I will be like, oh, why did I do that?
Okay, because I kind of felt that when I was listening to your track, because it had all the elements that was needed, but there's something kind of missing in some of the tracks there. In terms of not the maybe the audio production of it, but not the production of the song, is maybe the sound of it was slightly needed that a bit of salt and pepper in it. That's the way I can say it, love. But it is nevertheless a good track. But have you ever considered using engineers from outside of Malaysia? Because there are some of them who provided those services online. Like I was having a chat with Brandon De Cruz, I think about a year ago, and he was telling me that he gave his track to someone abroad, and it didn't cost him that much to mix and master the whole track, but it came out, the quality that came out was spectacular, and it wasn't that pricey too in comparison with some of the local engineers. So have you ever considered that?
Yeah, I have. I'm looking, maybe in my next project, I will be hiring them or work with them.
Good, man. Good. I'm definitely looking for that. And what are the tracks are you working on right now, apart from the track that you're saying that you're collaborating with someone who just came back to Malaysia, yourself?
Yeah, I have another song I'm working on right now, but I haven't named the song yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's a heartbreak song. It's not really a happy love,
oh,
romantic
man.
Song.
Yeah, everybody needs a breakup song, man. Everybody definitely needs a breakup song. Got to check that out. And influences in terms of your music, I've noticed something since I follow you on social media. You have a lot of A.R. Rahman going on postings on your social media page. So has he influenced you big time on your music?
Yeah, definitely. When I was growing up, I used to listen to Scorpion, Michael Jackson, all my dad's tape.
Okay.
And
you know, you don't use that word, my dad's tape, because now I feel damn old. I grew up listening to that with my own tapes, okay?
Okay, I'm so sorry about that.
No problem, I'm just kidding, man.
So, Michael Jackson was my first hero, basically, my first influence. Like I told you before, that I like to listen to a song and change the melody and the arrangement. So I used to do that with Michael Jackson's hit songs. And then in 1998, I discovered A.R. Rahman.
Okay.
So that's when, wow, who is this guy? Because when I listen to other songs, I'll start to rearrange the songs in my mind. But when I listen to A.R. Rahman's songs, it's too busy that I cannot do that. And okay. I just like, yeah, it just kind of absorb me into the song.
Okay.
So then I started to learn who's this guy and what he does. And he definitely have a huge influence on my music.
Yeah, because he's, when it comes to that, I mean, back in that era, before all the new guys in the Hollywood scene, the music producers came out, it was always that unique sound. A blind guy could actually know whose composition was it without even looking at the track or the CD or the cassette or whatever you want to call it. It had the unique sound. His arrangements were different. His mixing was different. And till today also, you have some of his elements. He played a lot with vocals especially. And that was a good part about listening to A.R. Rahman's tracks.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And not only A.R. Rahman, I also have huge respect and love for like John Williams.
Oh, yes.
Hans Zimmer and all these guys. Film scoring guys, basically. So if you look at my playlist, the kind of songs that I listen to, it's like maybe the first track is R&B song, and then the third track is a film scoring track, and then I'll go to Indian A.R. Rahman songs. So there's not a specific genre that I like to listen to a lot. So that explains why my music is like that.
Because your track is the best match for a soundtrack. Especially whether it's a series or a movie or something like that, it's cool to have your music in the background of that particular movie or drama. Like I said earlier, it just gels in pretty well, because sometimes a scene in a movie it's uplifted thanks to the music that goes on. And I think you have those tracks with you in your Spotify page. So hopefully, you can see that in some new tracks or some new movie in the near future, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
Ah, cool, man. Zamir, I know you're not feeling too good today, so I'm not going to take so much of your time, but I do appreciate you taking the time and joining me. Unfortunately, couldn't see your face, so I'm going to try to replace that with some poster of your photo down there, so it looks like I'm talking to your photo for this entire podcast. But
yeah, I'm so sorry.
No worries, man.
My webcam fixed it.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry. At least I'm glad that we had a chance to talk about your music, and I get a chance to share with the rest of the audience, whoever's listening to the podcast, that your music is out there. So people should check it out for themselves to judge, or rather to enjoy it. They get a chance to enjoy your music, man. I'm so looking forward for the upcoming ones. But I was just curious on one more thing. Music is not a full-time business, right?
Currently, I'm doing a Bachelor of Psychology part-time. I'm studying.
Oh.
And that is why I'm kind of packed most of the time.
So I better not have this conversation for too long before you start reading my mind. Evaluating me. So Nav is a guy who's like 50 here, 50 there.
Well, maybe we can have another podcast about that.
Yeah, maybe one of these days, or one episode about that. But then again, for me, my brain works in a very different way. Just like how you have a unique taste on your music, my brain works in a way that even I don't understand, man.
Yeah,
you can see my social media.
Do you have
posts.
ADHD?
I do not know. It's a good question. I think I do have that, if I'm not mistaken. I get a bit paranoid if things don't work out right.
Actually, I like your sense of humor. So I like the way you post things. You take some serious stuff and then create a very nice pose and get a people, humor in it.
Get people thinking about it. I just enjoy it. Yeah. Social media is my place to blow off some steam. But I just hope people don't judge me because of that, man. Do you face that? You know, have you ever tried that? Whenever you post something on social media, then they judge you for your music. Or this guy, maybe he's like that, like this. So they don't take things so seriously, or maybe they'd be too judgmental. Has that ever happened to you?
Yep, all the time.
Oh, I know.
So people will judge whether I post or not. So I just choose to post when I want to.
Ah, cool. Like for me, I don't care. I just post it. You want to judge? You want to judge? Up to you. That's your problem, not mine, man. I'm just enjoying watching people get pissed off with my post, or maybe they have some true humor and laughter on that part.
Yeah, cool. And I also like to add on that I really appreciate what you're doing right now for the artists in Malaysia.
And thank you.
I'd like to thank you for doing it, and also allowing me to join you in this podcast.
Ah, it's my pleasure, man. It's my pleasure. When I always believe in this. Whether you discover something good, you share it with the world.
Thank you
so much. So I know there's going to be so many great tracks that will be coming out from your side. And I know before you go to the next level of your celebrity status, at least now I have a chat with you. Because next time they say, hey, now I've got no time, and talk to my manager and all. So I might as well do it right now, right?
No, I don't think that will happen.
You never know. Too busy. Oh, trust me. Trust me. Trust me, I have come across that many, many times. It starts off like this, and the next minute you know, superstar. I've been there before, man. I've seen that before, experienced that before. But thank God they're still humble when it comes to me. So I'm grateful on that side of it. So Zamir,
I'm grateful too. Thank you so much for this opportunity for me to share my talent, my songs, and my whatever that is in my mind to share to your audience. So that's a great opportunity for me.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So Zamir, just before we wrap things up, just to let people know, do you have any specific social media page solely meant for your music? I'm not talking about your Facebook page, which I'm on it. So I'm talking about specifically as an artist. Do you have a page for that?
I do. I have the Zamir, which is on my Instagram. I most of the time I only post about my music there.
Okay, good. So maybe you'll share that on the website also?
Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll send me the link and I'll share it on the website. And of course, your music is available on Spotify and most of the streaming platforms. So share that. And at the very same time, you do have YouTubes, but no music video yet, right?
No.
Okay, good. Soon.
Yeah,
we'll
soon.
Okay, so we'll check that out. So once again, Zamir, thank you so much for taking the time and joining me. I know this is one of the shortest podcasts we had. I wouldn't want to make you feel annoyed on the other side because I know you've been listening to double your vocals. And at the very same time, without the camera, it seems a bit odd for me. But hey, never mind. It turned out to be a good show anyway, man. It's a good show. So thank you so much. I wish you all the best. And of course, you celebrate Hari Raya, right?
Yes, I do.
So, Selamat Hari Raya in advance. I know there's another 3 weeks to go. All prepared? Shopping all done?
Not yet.
So, you're one of those last-minute guys, lah?
Yep.
Good for you, man. Good for you. God bless you for the last-minute shopping. All right, Zami, you take care, man.
It's going to be all right.
Okay, man. I wish you all the best for that part too, man. So, I remember follow Zamir. All the links will be available on the website. And if you're listening to this podcast, share the music with as many people as you want. And of course, I believe Zamir will be more than happy to take your feedback. And if there's any artists down there who would like to collaborate with Zamir, or you want Zamir to produce your music, your album, your singles, I'm pretty sure he'll be happy to do that too, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. Excellent, Zamir. Thank you so much, man.